What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Anybody else in the draft, Jack?
Kenny Lofton Jr. He can score, can shoot, can do it all.
Is that Kenny Lofton's son, the baseball player? Okay, I was about to say, like, how the fuck is your dad so small and he got so big? Welcome back to What's Burning, Jack. We officially have a champ in the NBA. The Golden State Warriors finished in 6th, like you said they would. Congratulations to them, first and foremost. Did you get a chance to see any of the parade or any of the edits floating around social media?
Well, the night they won it, Draymond sent me a little text saying only the strong survive on Instagram, of me saying that he shouldn't have been doing the podcast. If he was playing well, yeah, do it. But the way he's playing, he shouldn't be doing it. You know what I mean? I know that's my little brother. We go back and forth sometimes, but I'm so proud of him, bro, because he started off bad. And the reason why I said that he shouldn't have been doing the podcast during that time, Matt, because as me and you both know, how the old media, not us in the new media, would try to scrutinize him and try to ruin his legacy and blame the whole series on him, on their podcast, instead of their play, and it would have looked all bad. So that's all I was thinking. But I'm happy for my bro. Talk your shit, man. You deserve your shit. I watched a lot of it, Matt. Clay. You know, Clay, I was looking for Clay the whole time.
Clay was out there wet,
and he didn't disappoint me, dog. I'm happy for the organization. I'm happy for all of them, man. It's big. I'm happy to be a part of that family as well.
No, definitely. I mean, again, hats off to this team. It's unfortunate. Like, we live in a society today that people feel like it's weak to show love. So instead of showing love this the whole season, and even now, people are knocking them for whatever reason they can possibly find. But what I love is this team is a tight-knit group. They don't give a fuck about what the outside has to say. And again, man, they're producing, you know, 4 championship in 8 seasons. But what we talked about yesterday on ESPN was pretty funny, because obviously there's some pettiness going on. Again, you remember as players, man, we may not be present for everything, but somehow, some way it gets back to us. Everything that's said by someone that's relevant eventually gets back to them. So Steph knew. Steph had some petty shit going on. Clay had some shit. You know, Draymond was talking this shit. So I just think it was dope, again, after all this team has accomplished, to kind of just get that shit off your chest, because, again, I'm sure in the position they were in, they endured just so much hate along the way. It's got to feel, you know, vindicating to obviously win a championship first and foremost, but to be able to just shut all these motherfuckers up, man. So shout out to the homies, man. Warriors, hey, four championships in 8 years.
We paid them fines for them to be able to talk their shit comfortably. We paid them dues. Believe that.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. Off season, man, they got a lot of choices coming up. First and foremost, Jordan Poole is heading into the last year of his rookie deal. He has until the 7th to strike a new deal with the Dubs. Andrew Wiggins, I didn't realize Andrew Wiggins is this young. What is he? He's still in his 20s, huh? The final season of his $147 million rookie extension. Obviously, Wiggins expressed he wants to stay. He's definitely found a home there. Looney, who was pivotal in these playoffs, is linked to possibly Sack and Mike Brown heading over there. Only guy to play every game this season, 104 games, 82 in the regular season, 22 in the post. Beautiful thing.
If I was playing his minutes, I'd be able to play 9 seasons straight.
Motherfucker got 3 rings.
3 of them motherfuckers.
Other unrestricted free agents, GP2, Iggy, Otto Porter, Bielitsa, Damian Lee. Let's play GM for a little bit. I just gave you a list of people who are up. Let's talk about maybe some of the worst top priorities.
Poole and Wiggins for sure. I think that's the 2 big ones. I mean, I'm pretty sure Iggy ain't coming back. They probably give Iggy a job somewhere in the office or somewhere. Damian Lee got a good shot because he brother-in-law Steph, so he might slide in there on a minimum or something. But Poole and Wiggins are big keys to their puzzle. Wiggins is their stopper, you know, with Clay slowing down a little bit, but I think Clay going to be better next year. But that dynamic, having those guys as your core, I think that's what they're looking forward to be able to repeat.
Yeah, it's interesting to see because, you know, Poole is going to probably demand anywhere from $20 to $25 million per season. Wiggins, you know, teams are going to throw money at Wiggins. It'll be interesting to see, you know, who takes what to keep this team together. Also, GP2. I think he'll get, you know, a couple million dollars situation to hopefully stay there. His journey's been a beautiful thing. Agreed. I think Iggy, we may have seen the last of Iggy, but if we have, man, 4-time champion, his accolades are incredible. His leadership and just the way he carried himself, man, we'll definitely be missing this game. And also someone else I think was important at times was Otto Porter. I think his versatility, his ability to make shots, played huge in this run for them. So they definitely got some stuff to do. But this team has showed they're not afraid to go into the luxury tax. They're deep in that motherfucker. So they're most likely going to have to, you know, to me, it's all hands in, you know, for Steph's final. You know, I feel like they have a 2 or 3 year window. I could be wrong. It could be a little longer. But, you know, they're getting Wiseman back. Again, they got a lot of young talent they need to resign. But I think it's all hands in. As much as it costs to continue to put a competitive team around Steph while he's here, I think they have to do.
Yep.
Jack, we haven't done this in a little while. We're back to fan questions. Let's run through a few questions for some of our fans that were tapping in from home, starting with Coach Giotti 12. What's the best game you think you two have ever played? Is there a game that comes to mind for you, Jack?
Best game I've played. I had 43 against Houston. I had 33 in game 6 against Dallas. And I led the team in scoring game 6 West Conference Finals for the Spurs. So those 3 games.
That's big. For me, shit. Probably in a losing effort. Unfortunately, I had a 30 point and like 10 or 11 rebound game against Memphis in the playoffs when I was with the Clippers, the last year before we got Doc Rivers in Memphis. So it was a big game when Z-Bo tried to beat up, Blake and I had a hard foul Z-Bo.
Yeah.
That was probably
probably
one of my more memorable games.
Next fan question, TD Johnson 87. Is Steph Curry a top 10 player of all time?
He has to be. I think he has to be. I don't know exactly where he fits in the hierarchy. Before we get to this, did you see Skip and Shannon's top 10 list yesterday?
I'm glad I didn't probably. I'm glad I probably didn't see it.
Skip had LeBron at number 9, which is fucking ridiculous. And then Shannon had Kobe at number 9 and didn't even have Shaq in the top 10.
Yeah, man. Like, 2 non-basketball players. I respect them both and I love them both.
Yeah, but nah, I fuck with both of them. Nah, but come on, fellas. Nah. Come on, fellas. You're disrespecting the game. Top 10, yeah, to me, Steph is definitely top 10. A transitional talent, if you think about people who have kind of revolutionized the game. You know, obviously the all-time leading scorer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a skyhook that'll never be matched, and although Steph shoots the three and other people shoot the three, no one shoots that motherfucker like Steph. So to me, I feel like he's, you know, kind of had a transitional movement in the game. He's moved the game forward. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, and me coaching my kids and being at these tournaments, watching younger kids. Jack, these kids don't warm up in the paint no more. These motherfuckers put their shoes on and start shooting the ball from half court to get warmed up. And I feel like that's, you know, the Steph Curry effect. And then not to mention all his accolades. You know, a lot of people said he needed this finals MVP to define his legacy. To me, I think Steph is more worried about team success, and he was able to help capture his fourth championship in 8 years, added the finals MVP to it. But yeah, Jack, I definitely think Steph is in the top 10.
By far, not even close. He's in the top 10. When you talk about little guards.
That's, best that, ever? I mean, AI, Isaiah Thomas.
I love AI to death. And AI was number one for a long time, but Steph has surpassed AI. You know what I mean? And you know how I feel about AI. Steph is definitely in my top 10, not even close.
Yeah. Best 6'3 and under player. And I think he's jumped, with all due respect, AI and Isaiah Thomas. Some people have Isaiah Thomas up there and for good reason. But I think Steph has surpassed both those legends. Shankar_tennis. What are the Clippers' prospects next season, assuming a healthy Kawhi and PG?
I heard, you know, they possibly trying to get Kyrie too. So, ooh, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the Clippers doing, but they're not doing nothing if Kawhi ain't healthy.
Yeah, I think Kawhi is obviously the key. Shout out T. Lou, man. He's been able to keep this team competitive and in the playoffs with stars missing majority of the whole season. PG came back at the end. But I think those two healthy automatically put this team in a top five position in the league. Also have heard the rumors about Kyrie Irving. And can you imagine if Kyrie came to L.A., put basketball first, and worked with those two killers? Could be a problem. Definitely looking forward to the Clippers getting healthy next year.
Ebridge 369. What player do Celtics need in your eyes to get over the last hurdle?
I think this experience for the Celtics was a great learning experience. I think Jason Tatum is going to learn a lot from this experience and use it to drive him this offseason to get better. These guys play great. They just ran into, you know, a really good veteran team. I think they need to add some depth first and foremost. And a point guard, I know it won't happen, but someone like a Jalen Brunson who can run the team, who can play defense, who can move Smart over. Because Smart has done a tremendous job of playing point, but I don't really feel like he's a natural playmaking point. I just think he's been able to be so talented he can play the position. But, you know, a solid guard that plays his role. You remember they've tried Kemba, they tried Kyrie, and a scoring point guard doesn't work. I think, you know, Brunson can score out of necessity, but I also think he does a good job of running the team and he locks up on defense. So those are just a few things that kind of came to mind for me talking about the Celtics.
I think they're real put together, you know, the Eastern Conference champs. They just made it to the finals. I don't really think it's too much they need to do. I think they can go small. If they add another guard, like a guy you said, or Colin Sexton or something like that, they can add a guy like that and play smaller where they can play Brown and Tatum at the 3 and 4 instead of the 2 and 3. And that way you can play Marcus Smart at the 2 guard and he can do what he do best, shut the 2 guards down. That'll look better than me. But for the most part, dog, they just need to stay healthy, get Williams healthy, and see what they can do.
Yeah, maybe like a Malcolm Brogdon. Yeah, I hope Williams gets healthy. I heard he had his knee drained several times during the playoffs, so hopefully he'll be able to get that calmed down and right before the season starts.
Malcolm Brogdon is a good name.
D. Smits 21. What is the biggest what if of your guys' careers?
For me, it's easy. What if I never got into that brawl in Detroit? I would have been a multiple all-star. I had multiple years where I averaged 20. I would have got more accolades than what I had and probably looked that different. I didn't get those accolades just because of that, because I was looked at as a bad guy, something like that, and it affected my career. So what if I didn't get into that brawl in Detroit?
Also getting a lot more money,
right?
And not being able to keep your money. I think my biggest what ifs are what if the motherfucking Lob City Clippers got it together and really fuck with each other on the court like we were supposed to, and put egos at the door the way that Warriors team did when I got a chance to go there. Because I felt like for a couple of years we had the most talent in the NBA, the deepest team, and we should have won, at least play for a championship. Not saying we should have won it, but we should have at least play for a championship. But we couldn't get out of our own ways. So my biggest what if is, what if the Lob City team fucked with each other?
Yeah, chip. Definitely a chip.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Next up on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings, the DraftKings 2023 odds-on favor for the NBA championship.
God damn, let the Warriors enjoy their
shit. Nah, bro, you already know that. It's on to the next. You know that the conversation is already, what the fuck are the Lakers going to do and who's going to win it next year? You know how fast shit moves. So
right.
DraftKings has, surprise, surprise, the LA Clippers at a plus 600, right along with the Golden State Warriors. They're both odds-on favored to win. You can throw Boston in there with a plus 600 as well. Brooklyn with a plus 650. Milwaukee with a plus 800. Phoenix with a plus 900. And to round out the top 10, Philly with a plus 1,500. I want to talk about this real quick, Jack, before we get out of here. Doc Rivers was seen on TMZ, and they're asking what's up about James Harden. And you know, saying everything positive he could think of, because I think he remembered last time when he spoke on Ben Simmons, all the drama it caused in the offseason. Jack, do you think James will get a max from Philly, or do you think he'll leave the team some flexibility to be able to go out and grab another star?
Man, listen, we understand the game. We know what's going on behind the scenes. His guy is there. Maury's there.
His guy.
That's the only reason he went there when it was this time, to be there with his guy to secure the bread. I know what he was doing. He knew he didn't have to play his best. He knew he was going to get that bread away from his guy. Of course he's going to get that bread. He's going to get it right there from his guy, the guy he ran over there to, the guy that's coddling him, the guy that's letting him play whenever he wants to and play as hard as he wants to when he wants to. That guy, the same guy he was in with in Houston that he didn't win with, the same guy here in Philly that he hasn't won with yet, that's the guy he running to. That's the guy that's going
to
pay him.
So is he? Do you think, you know, obviously he's been able to acquire a ton of money, and the goal of players is to get as much money as you can while you can, knowing that he's accomplished every individual accolade you can accomplish with All-Stars and scoring titles and triple-double records and shit. Do you think he takes every penny on the table, or he leaves the team some flexibility to go grab another star?
If I'm James, I definitely get the most I can and still put my team in a position to get better. But I don't think he's going to do that. You know, I think he's going to get the max amount he can and see if him and MB can do it by themselves right there in Philly. And if I lose or not, hey, I'm still in Philly enjoying myself. Dream chasers.
Still rich as fuck. Closing thoughts. To me, what makes the NBA continue to grow is that even though the championship has been decided, it'll still be the talk of the summer because there's going to be so much, or there has been in the past, so much movement amongst stars and key players. Probably the biggest storyline this offseason, Jack, will be your boy Kyrie. What will he do? The Nets sound like they're fed up. They said they want someone who's ready, you know, to put basketball and the team ahead of themselves. We all know when Kyrie is focused and locked in the game, there's not five better players on the planet than Kyrie. You've heard he's rumored to the Knicks, Lakers, and Clippers. What do you think will happen with Kyrie Irving this offseason?
You tell any grown man to put the basketball before their health first, they should look at you crazy. Me personally, bro, if it's over there, I would love to see him back with Bron. I mean, I hope that happened. You know, they didn't made up publicly and privately, and Kyrie done came out as soon as the season was over and said he wouldn't mind. You know, he wish he could fix some things and listen more to LeBron. So I think that'd be a good look for him. L.A. ain't got all them problems that New York had. It'll be a new start for him. He got a crib in L.A., so it's not like he don't be out there anyway. That's where he work out at. So it is what it is, man. Whatever team he go to, he gonna help him. And I'm gonna always, I'm always rock with Kyrie.
It'll be interesting to see if he leaves the Nets. Obviously, player empowerment, we're all for that. But what it took for them to put that team together, he personally is the reason why Kevin Durant went to Brooklyn. James was in and out of there, got up out of there. To me, just the question is, and this is again not hating on nobody because everyone seems like when you say something you don't agree with, it's hate. Is basketball going to be a priority to him? Because again, like I said, he's incredible. But you've seen, you know, to his own admittance, in Cleveland, he was a little too immature to handle the situation with Bron. Goes to Boston, it doesn't work there. Goes to Brooklyn, doesn't work here. Also heard that he was throwing practices after practice, outside of Steve Nash. And you remember when Steve Nash was the coach, when they announced it, you know, Kyrie came out and said, like, you know, we coach ourselves, you know, KD can coach, I can coach. So kind of, and we both know that respect in that locker room is what you need. So that's why I don't know if going back to the Nets is a possibility, because I just don't think there's any respect for the head coach. So Kyrie could be on the move. Imagine him coming to the Lakers. I'm sure that trade would involve Russell Westbrook. That means Russ would head back to the Nets to reunite with KD. Could be really interesting, man. And then again, we talked about earlier what he would do with Kawhi and PG could be scary as well. So he'll definitely be the first domino that will kick off, I'm sure, what is going to be a crazy NBA free agency summer. Kenny Atkinson decides to walk away from being the Charlotte Hornets head coach. The numbers weren't specified, but I heard it was a 4-year deal. And, you know, I think on average coaches are getting 4 years, $20 million. They could have possibly offered him more. But, Jack, he left $20 million on the table. You have an emerging young superstar in Ball, Miles Bridges, a lot of young key pieces. Thoughts on him turning down that job and deciding to stay in chair number one in Golden State?
I get it. I get it. I stand as number one seed a year, too. I get another option might come around. But for now, I'm comfortable being on this team to seeing this next run that we finna go on. It could be a three-peat, two-peat. It could be anything. But I think he wants to sit there and experience that. And after that's over, maybe explore another job, because I'm pretty sure it'll come around again.
Yeah, no, I think I agree. I mean, I think obviously he would have the keys in Charlotte, but building everything that's going to take a lot. And you know, there's a pecking order in the East, you know, although the goal is to make it. You know, there's no real shot at winning a championship in the next 5 years in Charlotte. You know, maybe he knows something we don't. You know, maybe
he ain't the coach, Matt. He know he ain't the coach for Charlotte.
Yeah. But maybe he knows something in Golden State. You know, maybe, you know, Steve is going to ride off in the sunset when Steph decides to step down, and he can either be next in line or, like you said, possibly get in line for a better job than Charlotte. So, man, turns down $20 million to stay with a winning organization. To me, it just says a lot about the organization. You know what I mean? Yeah. Golden State has built something built on principles, starts at the top with ownership, and it trickles down. And when I tell you, man, it's just beautiful to be a part of. I definitely understand him turning this move down. Well, since Atkins is turned down this job, one of your favorite coaches to ever grace the floor, Mike D'Antoni, is supposed to be meeting with MJ about that vacancy. His offense could work there, but you know one thing he doesn't do is has his team play defense. Jack, what do you think about Mike D'Antoni possibly being the head coach of Charlotte Hornets? Oh, that's how you feel?
It's so many young coaches of all races that have
a cycle.
That are not Dan Phoney, that hasn't won nowhere. Everywhere he's went, the kids know how to score. They need to understand how to play defense and how to be on the same page on the string on defense. Nobody needs Dan Phoney. And Dan Phoney, as corny as he is, as disconnected from the culture as he is, how could he coach Miles Bridges and LaMelo Ball? It's not going to work, MJ. It got to be somebody around it to get you in and be like, bro, look at this and look at this. You can look at that and tell that don't go together. So please don't do that. hey, please don't do that, Charlotte, because I'm trying to come to some games this year, and I don't want to see Dan Phoney over there fucking the season up, man. And then I'm going to tell you what it's going to do. LaMelo going to go off on him. Then you're going to have problems with LaMelo because he want to win. And then what's going to be next? Somebody going to be asking for a trade.
This guy's foreseeing the future. I think, you know, Ime Udoka has showed that we need to give – why do we continue to recycle coaches that haven't won anywhere? And, I was a fan of Mike D'Antoni's offense when it first hit. But I think that shit has kind of died out. Like you said, Jack, these kids coming in the league now can score. That's what they do. They score. They need someone who's going to bring the best out of them, who can be a leader, and who can help them, you know, strategize on the defensive end. Because you've seen, you know, the top two defensive teams in the league played in the finals this year. You know, that's definitely not Mike D'Antoni. So I think, we got to stop recycling coaches in the league and giving some of these young, up-and-coming former players that have their shit together opportunities, because we continue to show left and right that they're worthy of the opportunity. Moving on, Bradley Beal says he's healing from his wrist surgery. And we're also starting to hear a little bit of possible movement. Someone who has stayed loyal, similar to Dame Lillard, stayed loyal to the soil in D.C., you know, but there are some talks that he could possibly move. He can sign a supermax there, if I'm not mistaken, with the Wizards. But, Jack, if Bradley Beal were to get up and move, cut ties to D.C., where could you see him fitting in at?
Everywhere, anywhere.
Right.
it don't even matter. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think going to Portland would be a good look for him, having him and Dame together. They said him going to L.A. was a possibility, and him going somewhere else was a possibility. But it don't matter, man. Anybody that can get a guy like Bradley Beal is getting an all-star, top player in the league, that's going to come in and put up numbers and compete on both ends of the bar. So it's a win-win with him.
I think him going to Miami would be big, because Jimmy Butler could just kind of fall back into, I don't have to score, be the leading scorer, but I can score if I need to. And then also, imagine, you know, James Harden is one of the best playmakers in the game still, even though he's not scoring. So imagine Beal, Harden, and Embiid in Philly would be real scary. So happy for this dude, man. I hope he decides to, you know, you only have one career. And I know he's a good kid and wants to stay loyal. But, you know, if he wants to win, it's not going to be in D.C.
Remember that game in Philly where Beal had 50 and Embiid had like 46, something like that? That was crazy.
Yeah,
nobody understands.
But like you said, Beal's going to help anybody. Jack, NBA draft is Thursday. The latest mock draft has come out, and they have Jabari Smith going number one, Chet Holmgren going number two, Paolo going number three, and to me, one of the most interesting prospects in the draft, Jaden Ivey going number four. Thoughts on those guys? You got to see a couple of them in the Iverson Classic.
Yeah, I'm good friends with Marquise Daniels. Jabari Smith, I'm coming from Auburn. Marquise tell me this kid is ready. Athlete, good kid, can do a lot of things on the court. So I'm not surprised he's number one, you know, taking Marquise's advice. Chet and Apollo, man, these kids are going to be great. Chet is long. He hungry, though, bro. He really wants to learn the game of basketball and be the best he can be. I saw him at the fight, the Charlo fight in L.A. And Paolo, man, he has the NBA body already.
Yeah.
You know, and he has the confidence as well. He wants to be great also, man. So both of those kids are going to be great in the league. The draft's going to be exciting.
One person that I probably, you know, want to touch on again is Jaden Ivey. There's a lot of Ja Morant comparisons. And Sacramento, as we stand now, as they stand now, are sitting in that fourth position. Obviously, they've chosen De'Aaron Fox as the, you know, the driver of their team by trading Halliburton last year. But, you know, I say that to say, you know, they missed on Luka a few years ago, drafting Marvin Bagley. I really hope that Sacramento is not going to look back 2 or 3 years from now and seeing Jaden Ivey terrorize the NBA like, damn, we could have got Jaden Ivey, so we passed on Luka and Jaden Ivey. So Sacramento sitting in that tough four position, again, because they have a point guard, but you want to pick what the best talent that's left on the board. And if the draft goes as it states, he's the next best talent. Could be even higher up, but, you know, those three you mentioned before are really good. So it'll be interesting to see what Sacramento does with that fourth pick if they end up trading it away. Anybody else in the draft, Jack, that intrigues you or you're happy for?
Yeah, man, it's a kid from my hometown, Port Arthur, Texas, that went to Louisiana Tech. He's been making a lot of noise in all the NBA caps, Kendall Lofton Jr. Big man, lefty, can real agile on his feet, can score, can shoot, can do it all. And he had a great year in college. So they got him a prospect to go 25 to the Spurs. But the kid is steady having a good summer, so I'm happy for him, and I definitely want to see him in the league because he'll be the second from Port Arthur.
That's dope. Is that Kenny Lofton's son, the baseball player?
No, the third. Excuse me, he'll be the third from Port Arthur. No, that's not the same Kenny Lofton.
Okay, I was about to say, like, how the fuck is your dad so small and he got so big?
Yeah, nah, his dad, OG from Port Arthur, Texas, man. Salute to OG.
All right, man, best of luck to all the upcoming draftees in this draft this coming Thursday, and we'll see y'all out at Summer League. Y'all got to come sit down and chop it up with the old men. But, man, you can catch What's Burning available every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball. Peace.
See y'all next week.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.